Food for thought. Friday, May 7th.
Whoa. May, 1/3 over. Wow, 1/4.
Yeah, a new Rasmussen poll shows that when it comes to salt, a majority of Americans don't want the government to be involved.
Hmm.
The poll says that only 33% agree that a government agency should issue limits on how much salt a person can eat. 55% said the FDA has no business in addressing their salt intake. Now, here's the interesting thing, the thing I want to focus on first, Sherry. More than 75% say they keep track of what they eat, and 31% check the ingredients of what they eat very closely, so the government doesn't need to do this for them. Now, as chef extraordinaire here at Family Life, I guess my first question is, you've talked to people over the years who have come to events. You've seen products in stores, seen people buying stuff at stores. Do you think that that's actually the case?
Well, I think it's buyer unaware is the case that we're into. And honestly, until we really seriously take our health back into our own hands, our government's going to get more and more involved simply because our eating habits and the health issues that it's causing is costing our government billions of dollars because of the processed and highly chemical-laden foods that we're purchasing and we're putting into our bodies. So we're going to have to become educated more than just stopping and reading a label. There's so much more to it. You know, we've worked so hard to get people to read labels, but I don't think we're always as effective at it as we should ought to be. And as I was studying, what I found out, our breakfast cereals, the very first start to your day, what most people are giving to their children, is higher in sodium in many cases than a bag of chips, ounce per ounce. Now tell me, if you're eating Cheerios, for example, which has 243 milligrams of sodium, when's the last time you only poured 1 ounce in your bowl? That's a per ounce serving. There is less sodium in bacon and eggs than there is in a bowl of cereal.
I noticed, too, when you look at labels, the buzzwords, low sodium or no salt added.
Right, right.
Doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything,
because it can still be pretty high in salt.
Right. What you're getting in your processed foods is just sodium chloride. That's what's hard on the heart. That's what's hard on your arteries and the veins, and it's causing so many problems for especially our over 45 with hypertension. What they're dealing with is, you know, just the high, high sodium content that people are taking in daily. When you talk over 50% of our over 45 Americans are on some sort of a blood pressure type medication. It's time to take a step back and do something for us to become proactive in our health and what we're putting in.
For those listening, that was just the food companies calling and wanting to have a word with Sherry. Now, salt in food, nothing new. Hundreds of years, people have been using salt to preserve food because it slows down
spoilage.
Mm-hmm. Spoilage. It's basically the same thing today. When you see products on the shelf that are high in sodium, chances are they're going to have an expiration date that is far beyond, you know, any time close in the near future.
You can have
cereal that's on the shelf till 2011,
mm-hmm.
2012. So would expiration date be something that you would consider?
Expiration date is always what we should be looking at. Anything that is dated a year or a year and a half out is telling you that they have defatted it. So therefore, you have none of the good omegas left in there. It's going to be higher in sodium and preservatives, chemicals, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. So we've got to look at the whole picture here and decide, is this really something that we want to put into ourselves or our children?
And I guess the last thing, just kind of getting your opinion, and we touched on this a little bit earlier, was that people in this poll said that, you know what, I look at what I eat, and I think I'm getting to where I need to be health-wise, but yet if you look at rates of heart disease,
mm-hmm.
high blood pressure, I'm sure there are studies that show that that may be decreasing, but still, heart disease is one of the leading killers of men and women in this
right.
country. So sodium probably has to play a part into that. So where I'm getting at is, do you think that education is more important in teaching people about sodium as well as other health issues? Or do you think that the government at this point has to have some involvement in stepping in until we reach that point where people not only know more about what they're putting into their bodies, but make the decisions to act on it?
Mm-hmm. Well, discipline, it's all about discipline. And when we have a mindset of, you know, I'm going to eat what I want, I'm going to eat it when I want it, that's a dangerous mindset, because there is so much out there for us, more in the realm of fast food, preservatives. Food is at our fingertips at any given moment. And any culture who has adopted the American way of eating has seen increased health risks. So we are really going to have to get serious and take this into our own hands and begin to discipline, to have a better understanding of what our body's needs are. It's education, and it's going to be each person doing that individually. If we don't want the government, it's with anything. You know, the more we resist and we say we want to do it our way, well, when you have millions and millions of people saying that, I'm going to do it my own way, pretty soon somebody has to step in and say, no, we can't do this anymore if it's the wrong way. And, you know, face it, we are an undisciplined culture. We truly are an undisciplined culture. And so that discipline is going to come from some direction. It has to, because when things are running, you know, out of control, somebody's got to step in. That somebody needs to be us personally.
Now, here's something that I may just want to touch on briefly. New York City kind of was one of the big movers and shakers in this area, mm-hmm. and said, you know what, restaurants, we're going to limit how much salt you can take in. But before this, you had the government step into fast food restaurants. They tried this first and they said, we want you to post nutritional information mm-hmm. about all of your food.
Right.
And
it shook them to the core.
It did. But we've reported on this in the news department that people have pretty much ignored those and actually have been consuming more, even though that they have these charts up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think you're right in that it's not just being able to have that information, but knowing what to do with it.
Right. Education alone is never enough.
But where I was getting to with that is, when you go into a restaurant, you really don't know what's in the food. I mean, how much salt, you know, because there's not a list somewhere, a pamphlet that says, you know, how much salt do you have in your, you know, whatever sandwich you're eating. Mm-hmm. So do you just have any advice if you go into a restaurant?
Eat fresh, as fresh as you possibly can. You know, go for the salads more. Be careful about the meats that they're putting on the salads, because many times they are higher in sodium. Eat at home as much as you possibly can. In an economy we're in anyway, you know, we've discussed that. It's your way further ahead to, you know, get to the grocery store and pick up those whole food items in the store and go home and put together a nice meal. Then you are in control. Then you know what it is that you're putting into your system and what you're putting into your children's system, because we are dealing with a sicker and sicker youth. And that is where I think our government is becoming very, very alarmed. When you begin to see childhood onset diabetes growing in leaps by leaps and bounds, we're talking, you know, it's not even quadrupled. We're beyond that in the last decade. Then they're saying, we've got to step in. We've got to do something. And not that I want more government control. I don't think any of us do. But if I'm not willing to take the bull by the horns and deal with it myself in my own home, then we're going to have somebody step in and take over what we should ought to be doing.
And then the last suggestion, I know you've said this times and times before, But when you go to the grocery store, shopping the perimeter.
Absolutely.
Staying away from the middle aisles.
Yes, the pit.
Anything that comes in a box, in a bag, in a jar, can.
You know, avoid at all costs going in there. And again, we've said, if you're going to go into the middle aisles of the store, have your list. Be very, very diligent in, okay, this is what I'm going in for, and I'm out of here just as quickly. And starting out that your day and your children's day the best way you possibly can, putting some good frozen fruits, or if now the season is for fresh, and making those muffins for breakfast where you know how much sodium you're putting in. Never in my recipes, if it says a teaspoon of salt, you'll never see me put in a teaspoon of salt. Not if I'm going to feed it to anybody. I mean, when we're doing dinners here, we do not put the sodium in that most recipes would call for.
You're eating it right away.
Well, and we've conditioned our taste buds so much that if the sodium's not in there, we don't think there's any flavor. But give it a chance. Taste it first before many people want to salt before they even take time to taste their food. See if, you know, if it's got some good herbs and spices in there, you may not even need it, or you can go way less on it.
And I know you've said this too. You've had this experience, and I have a little bit too, but once you get away from a high-sodium diet and then you have something that is loaded with it, you feel it.
You feel it instantly, yeah.
Is it your heart starts racing?
Make your body as sensitive to sodium that when you ingest, you know it immediately. And that is a healthier body.